Women who follow Jesus. Ellen White does not elaborate on the individuals who followed Jesus from place to place during his ministry. However, the following quotes give us a glimpse of some of the women who followed him and supported his work with their material resources. There, James and John's mother was a follower of Christ, and had ministered to him freely of her substance. The record declares, he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna the wife of Chusa Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Not only Christ, but his disciples also, labored in the cities and villages, and those who had been in the truth longer than the new converts, ministered unto him of their substance. Among the believers to whom the commission was given were many from the humbler walks of life, men and women who had learned to love their Lord, and who had determined to follow his example of self-denying service. To these lowly ones of but limited talent, as well as to the disciples who had been with the Savior during the years of his earthly ministry, was the commission given to go into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. These humble followers of Jesus shared with the apostles their Lord's comforting assurance, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The women who had been Christ's humble followers while he lived would not leave him until they saw him laid in the tomb and a stone of great weight placed before the door, lest his enemies should seek to obtain his body. But they need not have feared, for I saw that the angelic host watched with untold interest in the resting place of Jesus, earnestly waiting for the command to act their part in liberating the King of Glory from his prison house. Mary then hastened with all speed to the disciples, and informed them that Jesus was not in the sepulchre where they had laid him. While she was upon this errand, the other women, who waited for her at the sepulchre, made a more thorough examination of the interior, to satisfy themselves that their Lord was indeed gone. Suddenly they beheld a beautiful young man, clothed in shining garments, sitting by the sepulchre. It was the angel who had rolled away the stone, and who now assumed a character that would not terrify the women who had been the friends of Christ, and assisted him in his public ministry. But notwithstanding the veiling of the brightness of the angel, the women were greatly amazed and terrified at the glory of the Lord which encircled him. They turned to flee from the sepulchre, but the heavenly messenger addressed them with soothing and comforting words, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and, behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Italics supplied.